There's a phrase here at the beginning of the fourth verse that at least makes you stop and think and wonder. At least it does for me. I kind of don't like it too much. It says, save me better. And what it makes me think is, what could that mean? We can't improve on Christ's saving work, or do we need to get saved again and again? Save me better. What does that mean? And then I think about it, and I realize that it fits into this song, and it's just right, but help me. What does that mean to you? Save me better.
Sanctify,
save me to the uttermost. You were starting?
I would say more and more.
More and more.
Always more for us.
Always more what?
More. Close walk with Jesus.
Oh, good.
Be more like Him.
More like Him. That's the same thing as being sanctified, right? Being more holy. He is holy. And you said save to the uttermost. He's alive. Because He lives, we live. And He is leading us on. We like to sing, I'm pressing on the upward way, right? And the things of the world, the verses go on to say, they kind of don't have that same pull on me. I want to live above the world, right? Those Satan's darts at me are hurled, for faith has caught the joyful sound, the song of saints on higher ground. There are these aspects of our salvation, past, present, future, where saved from the guilt of sin. Jesus forgives us. We're justified by faith, and we have peace with God. And then we're being saved, right? That's what we're speaking of here. We're being saved from the power of sin. He is working in us. That's what it seems to me the passage in Ephesians 1 means, where Paul prays that you might know. That means in your experience you know something about the power of God, the exceeding greatness of His power, which He wrought in Christ when He raised Him from the dead and set Him on high. And so it's the same idea. In Him we have been raised from the dead, but also lifted above as He delivers us, and He is sanctifying us. That follows on justification. There's sanctification. That means making, being made holy. More and more, closer. All these ways that we express it. But in John 15, the Lord is working on those who are united to Him and are bringing forth fruit to the Father's glory. What's He doing? He's pruning them that they might bring forth more fruit. We had that this morning. I wonder if anybody remembered to read John 15, our chapter for today. But anyway, God is working in us to make us more like Jesus, more of what He wants us to be. He had a purpose, Paul said, when he apprehended Him. God, you had a purpose when you apprehended me. Now I want to know. I want to apprehend that for which you apprehended me. I want to lay hold of all that you have for me, the reason that you laid hold of me and lifted me out and made me your child and your servant. Lord, I want to experience that. Praise the Lord. And then, of course, there's that bright hope that is in our hearts of one day seeing Jesus face to face and being changed into His very likeness. These bodies shall be changed. We shall see Him as He is. And in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, praise the Lord. So we have this salvation, as Brother Frank put it, he's quoting from Hebrews 7, salvation to the uttermost. More and more. And of course, right in the verse we have it, don't we? Save me better. Make me surer. Put me where the fire refines, where the breath of hope is pure, where the brightest glory shines. Lead me higher up the mountain, give me fellowship with Thee. And the Lord is working in us, I believe, as we yield ourselves to Him. God put it in our hearts to be here together at this time. And He is drawing us closer to Himself. And we respond, draw me, and we will run after you. Praise the Lord. Amen. I'd like to read John 15 with you tonight, but before that, let's sing a song together. We'll have opportunity to stand, to sing this song that you won't find in your books, and that's why David is going to help distribute these. Thank you. Did you want to give out a few for me, please? Actually, this song is in your books, but there are only three verses there. They kind of chopped it up. So we have five here that we can sing. Brother Tom played this on his trumpet this morning after he played Holiness Unto the Lord. And I thought, oh, let's sing that together. These are all Zion's children. Glorious things of thee are spoken. Zion, city of our God. We have the Taiwan Zion folks and the Vancouver Chinese Zion Church and the Woodhaven Chinese Zion Church. And even if your church doesn't have that name, you're still part of Zion, because that's the church of the Lord Jesus Christ, all who are truly His. And we are built together as a habitation of God. Thank you, men. Appreciate that. Now, let's stand and sing together. Glorious things of thee are spoken. It's a very familiar melody by Haydn. We're having the 200th anniversary this year of Haydn's demise, 1809. And I noticed that mostly Mozart, they put Haydn. Oh, that's a New York little festival they have in August, but they put Haydn on the program quite a bit this summer. Anyway, we're going to participate in that too. Let's sing. On the Sing that last verse once more. What a testimony.
Savior of Zion City,
so